Well, Governor O'Malley is really stepping up. Right now, we have a situation where House Republicans are refusing to take up the issue of immigration reform, which is badly needed right now. And we see that deportations have hit record highs. And so he is simply taking matters into his own hands by ensuring that taxpayer dollars are focused on public safety, not tearing apart families who really are a driving force of economic growth in Maryland and other places around the country.
Now, has
It's
this been?
also very important because it's going to increase cooperation with local law enforcement officials to help ensure that crimes don't go unreported and victims don't go unprotected.
Okay, and sorry to interrupt. Help me understand how this detainer issue has been working in Maryland. I know ICE issues a detainer, and then what happens at the state level?
Well, the state level right now, about 75% of those who are deported have not actually committed a serious offense and may not have even had a previous criminal record. And so the governor is ensuring that only those who have committed serious crimes or, pose a threat to public safety or national security, that these are the only individuals who are deported, not hardworking men and women who make up 18% of Maryland's workforce.
And the argument from the other side, here it comes, is that these are illegals, and that here's a direct quote. He says, "It's not my problem." I mean, if they're caught and found to be illegal, so what if they must be deported?
Well, you know what? Everybody in America came here from somewhere else. We're a nation of immigrants. We are a nation that was built by and for immigrants. And these are men and women, specifically in Maryland, in the year 2012, undocumented immigrants. These are aspiring Americans. They alone contributed about $275 million to state and local taxes. These are hardworking men and women we need in the state to drive the economy. And these are our neighbors. These are our community members. We're all immigrants. These are aspiring Americans, just like all of our relatives were at some point.
And I'm glad you make that point, because the argument from the other side again is that now, as a result of the governor's action, you're going to have lawless criminals roaming the streets of Maryland and not deported back to their home countries as he says they should be.
No, in fact, 75% of those deported have not committed a serious offense and had no previous criminal record. Again, they contributed $275 million to state and local taxes. These are the hardworking men and women who have children. We're not going to be tearing families apart for Congress's inaction on immigration.
And last thing, do you foresee any movement at the national level on this? I know it's all bogged down in politics right now.
It looks as if there is some hope that bills in Congress are still alive. There's a few bills being moved among Republicans in Congress, and I think some of the more sensible middle, like Diaz-Balart, are really going to be pushing for it before August because they know that the future of their party depends on this. The number of immigrant voters is growing exponentially, and they will simply be voted out of office if they can no longer keep up with the changing demographics of this nation.
Okay, and so that I'm clear, your union, what's the involvement of your union with some of these workers? I mean, do you represent them?
Yes, the Service Employees International Union represents nearly 45,000 members in Maryland. These are healthcare workers, property service workers, public services. They also work in education and the nonprofit sector. These are the men and women who clean and protect buildings. These are low-wage workers predominantly, and many of them are immigrants. 32BJ is one of the largest unions in the nation representing immigrant workers.